I'm speaking to the Guardian's Ian Black, who's in Tripoli. Ian, could you describe what you experienced there last night?
Well, it was pretty much the same as we had the preceding two nights. After dark, there began to be the sound of anti-aircraft fire, a familiar crump, crump, crump sound with the odd explosion. It was hard to know exactly what was going on, but we were quite close to Gaddafi's compound, the Bab el-Azizia barracks, which was hit on Sunday night. It appeared to have been hit again. We were driving at one point through Tripoli and tried to go down one road, and we were diverted by a roadblock suggesting that something had happened down there. I'm staying at a hotel on the seafront, just a couple of hundred yards from an anti-aircraft position, a battery, which has pretty erratically at the smallest opportunity. So you have these great red arcs of tracer fire curving across the sky. I can't believe that the gunner is very effective. It's defiant, but I don't think it does much to defend anything. And this is becoming a bit of a nightly event here. It's now a lovely sunny morning. The traffic is flowing normally, and we have reports of hits on several ports or naval facilities along the coast, a couple of them quite close to Tripoli, one in the city itself. But yet again, the Libyan government hasn't made any of this public. You only have fragment snatches of information. You have to try and put together a picture of what is going on. But this is settling into a sort of routine. There seemed to be less air activity last night than on the previous two nights, and maybe that reflects the international aspect of this crisis, where we're hearing so much about divisions and squabbling about exactly what this war is supposed to be about, what it's supposed to achieve.
Yes. And how successful have the attacks been judged to have been so far?
Well, from Tripoli, I'm afraid it's impossible to say. Again, we only know fragments of information. It's quite clear, for example, that on the first night of the bombing, a radar station at a place called Tajoura, just outside of Tripoli, was hit. And some of the casualties of the first night, the Libyans say there were 48 dead, were killed and others injured in that. And as for the rest of it, it's fragmentary. We know that airports across the country were hit, because actually that's one of the few things that the government has announced, that there were raids on airports from the far south in Sebha through to Sirte, which is Gaddafi's hometown. So that everything fits the picture of attempts to suppress Libya's air defences. And Libyan officials have admitted privately, that's not the kind of thing they say in public, but yes, that it's been effective, that the air defence system has been demolished. And they say, and of course we have no way of checking this, that there have been no flights inside Libya since last Thursday night, when the UN Security Council passed its resolution. They like to portray themselves as being obedient and accepting the writ of the UN, at the same time as complaining that what the UN authorized was the protection of civilians. And the complaint in Tripoli is that what's happening is going far beyond that, and particularly in support of the Benghazi-based rebels. So there's a sense they're cranking up their own counter-propaganda effort, in a sense, to challenge the assumptions of the coalition attack. And it seems to me that they're enjoying the apparent disarray in the in coalition ranks about what is supposed to be achieved by all this.
Okay. And just finally, Ian, you mentioned that this morning it's a sunny day and sort of cars driving out and about on the streets. It seems like people are kind of just getting on with normal life during the day. Is that the case?
Well, there is honestly an air of more or less complete normality. There are some small signs that something could be amiss. I've seen queues at bakeries, petrol stations. Apparently there's a shortage of cooking gas. People are said to be worried that petrol is going to run out. So you have, you know, what you would expect in a situation like this, is signs of panic buying. I visited a school yesterday where the teachers were complaining that a lot of kids had stayed away because they were afraid after the bombing of the night before. But by and large, things look normal. And again, in a place where the where state propaganda is so important, the TV channels, which are all government-controlled, are pumping out pictures of interviews with people in the street, insisting that everything's fine, everything's normal, and the colonialist will be defeated. That's the official line.